All right, I think we'll get started now. It looks like pretty much everybody's here now. So welcome to our afternoon worship service at Milwaukee Mennonite Church on January 10th, 2021. As all of you know, we're very excited to welcome Les Gustafson-Zook, who's the Constituent Relations Coordinator for MCC Great Lakes. And he will be sharing reflection today, doing the children's time. He's also provided some of the music, but check out his website. Just Google him and you can find some really cool stuff about him and his wife as folk musicians. And he's also going to be accompanying one of our songs today on the auto harp. Really excited and very, very grateful to have Les with us today. Les, you want to just kind of pop in and say hi?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for having me because it's exciting to be able to be with you and not have to travel, actually. That's one of the wonderful things about these Zoom worships. One of the wonderful things about the Zoom worships, but I'm just excited to be with y'all.
Great. Thank you, Les. All right, we will get started. And the call to worship today is also derived as from there's a number of our songs and worship resources over the last couple of months now is from Voices Together, the new hymnal. As we started exploring this in the fall and understood that a number of the songs come from our old standard, so the blue hymnal, the Sing the Journey, Sing the Story, but a number of things are new. And a lot of the prayers and the worship resources that will be in the back of the print copy are new. So this is one that's relatively new, or it's going to be new for us, and is not carried over from one of the familiar hymnals that we've used in the past. So if you care to, you can unmute yourselves and join me in the call to worship. Jesus calls us to praise and prayer, to song and silence.
Jesus calls us to worship.
Jesus calls us to hearing and healing, to service and solidarity.
Jesus calls us to love.
Jesus calls us to advocacy and action, to protest and provision.
Jesus calls us to justice.
We hear the call of Christ.
We worship together with joy.
Great, thank you, and I'll ask everybody except for Les, to mute yourselves now. And our first song is going to be a video that I'm going to put into the chat. But before we go right to that, I'm going to invite Les to say a couple of words about this video.
So I'm involved at Faith Mennonite Church in Goshen, Indiana, and MCC had a celebration service back in July, and Faith Mennonite, the music group, which is called the Faithful Bread, after the Grateful Dead, but the Faithful Bread, was invited to record some tunes, some songs for the Centennial Worship Service. And so these are a couple songs that are great songs around the emphasis of things that MCC is involved with. So this is one of them. It's got a little bit different of a feel than what you might normally get when you sing this song. So hope you enjoy the diversity here and feel free to sing along.
All right, and I will put the URL in the chat, and it's just under 3 minutes. And so go ahead and when you're back, if your camera's not on, I can probably sort of guesstimate, but just maybe have a indication that people are finished listening to it. All right, we move now into a time of confession and reconciliation. And the prayer today is also taken from Voices Together. It's going to be number 888 in the print version. Can everybody hear me okay? Is my audio okay? Sounds good. Friends in Christ, God knows our needs before we ask, and in our asking prepares us to receive the gift of grace. We open our lives to God's healing presence, seeking peace with God and reconciliation with our neighbors. We are mindful not only of personal evil, but also of communal sins, of family, class, race, and nation. We confess to God whatever has wounded us or brought injury to others, that we may receive mercy and become for each other ministers of God's grace. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace.
Amen.
All right, we are going to hear another song this time. And this is one that's not from Faith Mennonite, but it's from another virtual choir. You may recall it. We've had some virtual choir recordings in the past that I've shared. This is from the One Ascension Choir, and it's Dona Nobis Pacem, which will be quite familiar to folks. And I will put this in the chat as well. And this is also about the same length. It's about just about under 3 minutes. All right, it's now time for the children's time, and I'll turn things over to Les, and we'll ask kids if your videos aren't turned on and you care to, go ahead.
Well, hey kids, it's nice to see your faces. I see some of your faces. My name is Les, and I live in Goshen, Indiana. And I have been known to hang out with kids in schools and things like that. And one of the things I like doing is encouraging kids to be generous. And I understand that you guys, you kids, and your parents have been very generous in terms of helping out school kids around the world. In fact, I brought something with me that I think you might recognize. So I have it right here. Does anybody recognize what this is? Raise your hand if you recognize it. Some of you do. I bet some of the adults do too. So this is what's called a school kit. And it's what kids put together in this country, and then they share with kids around the world so that kids can go to school. And there are specific things in the school kit that help kids learn when they need to have supplies to go to school. And I'm wondering if you can tell me what things are in a school kit. So first of all, kids, unmute yourself, because I'm kind of interested in hearing if you can guess what's in a school kit. Or maybe you know. So first of all, tell me one thing that's in a school kit. The Bailey young lady, yes.
An eraser.
You're right. There's a pink eraser. Let me see if I can find it. And you're right. There it is. There's a pink eraser. What else do you think is in a school kit?
Pencils.
What do you say, Levi? It's not Levi, but your dad's probably Levi. What? Unmute yourself.
A glue stick.
You know what? There's not a glue stick in here. You want to guess something else? There should be, huh?
Yeah, a pencil.
You're right. In fact, there's even more than one pencil. There's 8 pencils. Look at that. There's 8. And I actually let the cat out of the bag because I held up something else. But there's 8 unsharpened pencils. What else do you think is in here? Bailey, young lady, what do you think is in here? The youngest one.
There's notebook in there.
You're right. In fact, there's not just one notebook. There's four spiral notebooks. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're all different colors. And you know what? Some kids around the world, when they see these notebooks, they say, I have never had my own notebook. Is it okay if I share this with my sisters? And of course it is, because, you know, your sisters learn to deserve to be able to learn too. Okay, so we got a couple more things in here. Anybody want to guess what else? Can you hear it shaking? What do you think, young lady Bailey?
A ruler?
You're right. There's a flexible ruler. And there's something else. What do you think, Mr. Kaiser? You got something else?
I got it.
Somebody else wanna jump in here?
Let me see.
Got three more things in here.
Please tell them. I know, so tell them, guess.
So it's an unsharpened
ruler. I know, so tell them.
Unsharpened pencils, so what do you think this might be? It's a pencil sharpener, you're right. And we got a couple more things. So Aaron's iPhone looks like a good family there. You guys got any guesses? Didn't want to guess. So back to Kaiser. You want to guess anything else? How about these? Can you tell what these are?
Pens?
You're right. Got two pens. And we got one last thing in here besides the beautiful bag. And this one, it used to be able to be melted and then it got kind of nasty, but so now they don't melt anymore. What do you think they are?
Crayons.
They're actually colored pencils, but that was a good guess. So colored pencils don't melt. A lot of these things go to hot countries. So these school kits are exciting for kids to get. And I decided that you guys needed a song to sing about school kits when you're collecting school kits. So I wrote a song for you. And I don't invite you to sing along with me with your mic on, but turn your mic off. And then this is the way the school kit song goes. It goes like this. School kits, going to kids who need them most. School kits, so anyone can go to school. That's pretty easy, huh? You ever had a tendency to go, nah, 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 nah? You ever done that? That's good, because that's really okay not to do that. But just think about that when you're doing the school kit song. School kits, going to kids who need them most. School kits, so anyone can go to school. And I figured that you kind of needed to know what was in a school kit, so it goes like this. Takes a sharpener and 8 pencils, 4 spiral notebooks, 2 pens, an eraser, a flexible rule, and a box of colored pencils to make school kits, going to kids who need them most. School kits, so anyone can go to school. Now many kids around the world want to go to school. They need supplies to help them learn, so this is what we'll do. We'll make school kits, going to kids who need them most. School kits, so anyone can go to school. Now it can be a lot of fun to share with kids like you. When you shop for school supplies, just buy enough for 2 or 10 or 100 and make school kits, going to kids who need them most. School kits, so everyone can go to school. One more time. School kits, going to kids who need them most. School kits, so anyone can go to school. So thank you all for putting together school kits for MCC, because we put out hundreds of these, thousands of these to school kids around the world. And it really is helpful for letting kids go to school. So thank you so much for all the ways that you contribute to that.
All right. Thank you, Les. We're now going to move on to our scripture for today. And our scripture reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. All right, I'm going to invite Les to switch his microphone back on and share our reflection today.
And I'm going to try to share my screen. So if you can tell me what you're seeing, that would be helpful.
We're seeing the Word doc here.
Okay. Now I'm going to switch it over to this one. And are you seeing a Mennonite Central Committee slide?
Perfect. Got it.
Okay. Great. Well, first of all, I want to thank you all for inviting me to come and join you, because it's a real gift to be able to do that to you with you. And I want to thank you for the support that you give to the Mennonite Central Committee. It's not just financial support, it's prayer support, it's collecting items for the kits, and many other ways that you contribute to the ministry of MCC. So thank you for that. I want to read what the MCC mission statement is here. It's Mennonite Central Committee, a worldwide ministry of Anabaptist churches, shares God's love and compassion for all in the name of Christ by responding to basic human needs and working for peace and justice. MCC envisions communities worldwide in right relationship with God, one another, and creation. So that Corinthians, 2 Corinthians passage this last year was our theme passage. And as it mentions, we're all responsible and given the ministry of reconciliation. So it's been a tough week this last week in our country, given all the political turmoil in Washington. And it certainly highlights the work of reconciliation is cut out for us. But I want to talk a little bit about the year 2020, for which MCC is now 100 years old. It was our centennial year, and we made a number of plans to try to help celebrate the 100 years of relief development and peacemaking work that MCC's done. We were able to find a couple different times to celebrate, including the music that you just saw a little bit earlier. One was in the Great Lakes region, and one was in Akron, Pennsylvania. The one here in Elkhart was a celebration of the first gathering of people that organized MCC in the basement of Prairie Street Mennonite Church here in Elkhart. And that happened on July 27th, 1920. And so that was right about the same time as we did that worship service. But I've included, and hopefully Mark will be able to pass on at some point, an email that has some links to some of the different resources that I'm suggesting here. But the inescapable story of 2020 wasn't MCC's centennial year, but rather COVID-19. Because the impact of the global pandemic on MCC and our partners in 51 countries around the world changed the focus of MCC in a number of ways. In the United States and in Canada, the threat of COVID exposure to volunteers and participants temporarily closed down many of our thrift shops, forced relief sales to cancel their large events, impacted a number of material resource activities, including meat canning and comforter bashes, at the same time that the COVID threat brought even more urgency to the work of MCC partners around the world. Right before the impact, though, MCC was able to sponsor a very successful Great Winter Warm-Up. It was a comforter building activity, and I'm not sure if you guys got involved with that or not, but between US and Canada, they were able to put together, over a course of a couple weekends, 9,500 comforters that were made by compassionate people who wanted to offer warmth and love to vulnerable people in the name of Christ. We know these impact of these comforters from stories like that one told by one of our friends, Joanna Suter, who's the woman in the middle here, who personally received a comforter when she was a girl in Germany after World War II, and how this comforter impacted her life. She wondered who would care enough about a war refugee to make this comforter, and it put her on a journey that started out in an MCC's children home. Then she became an MCC exchange program participant in the US. And then she moved to the US and became a teacher. And then after a teaching career, she became one of the most dedicated volunteers that we have at the Material Resource Center here in Goshen. Her story is a very fascinating one. And I invite you to check out the link that's going to be sent to you just to hear more about who Joanna is and what she's experienced. She's a wonderful person. The financial losses due to COVID cancellations and closures have caused significant cuts in staffing and programming for MCC at a time when we were planning instead to celebrate the centennial. The good news, however, is that some of the loss has been made up by the creative activities of relief sales, moving their quilt auctions online, organizing drive-through food events, and continuing their MyCoins count collections. Folks who weren't able to attend their relief sales also responded with generosity to increase their cash contributions to MCC, including folks from congregations like yours. We're grateful for the way you support this important work of our partners through your prayers, contribution, and time. Unfortunately, the loss of funds came at the same time as our partners were scrambling to deal with the increased threat of the COVID virus. And funds that were intended for longer-term development programs got shifted to critical COVID prevention responses. The flexibility and dedication of our partners is amazing, whether they be churches or community organizations. And it's a joy to be part of a binational organization that's able to offer its humanitarian assistance from several different locations, blunting the impact of political embargoes and addressing the real needs in countries, no matter what the political conflicts might be there. MCC at 100 is different than many organizations in that everything that we do is viewed through the lens of peacemaking and reconciliation. When we view relief sales, we recognize the beauty of many churches from differing theological and political perspectives working together for the common interest of assisting vulnerable people. In the same way, when responding to natural disasters or war with relief supplies, we prioritize working with groups who work across the region or political divides to invite people to higher levels of understanding and compassion for the people around them. We hear stories of Christian partners in Syria sharing assistance and resources to anyone in need in their communities, Muslim and Christian alike, modeling and keeping alive the historic precedents of a community of tolerance for differences, and sometimes being rewarded when Muslim neighbors protect their neighborhood churches, Christian churches, against attack by more radical groups. Our brethren in Christ partners in Cuba have been sharing food with people struggling to survive in challenging times of embargoes that prevent fuel, medicine, and food from coming to their island. The term women use is go invent lunch, trying to feed their families with the few resources they have available. MCC is helping to provide resources to these congregations, not only food and financial, but also spiritual and supporting theological training for church leaders in some of the 100 Brethren in Christ churches on the island, and helping them connect with the larger Anabaptist community, both in the US and in Latin America. The MCC meat canner set up this week in Goshen, and volunteers are busy canning meat to be available for hungry people. We hear stories of the impact of this canned meat currently being shared in children's hospitals in North Korea, refugee camps in Ethiopia, Syria, and with vulnerable people in Ukraine. Several years ago, however, the former MCC executive director, John Lapp, was part of a tour imagination group in Cuba visiting the Cuban Council of Churches president, Joel Joel DePico. And Pastor DePico was talking about the early 1990s when the Soviet assistance to Cuba ended and the economy dried up, causing food shortages and a hunger crisis. MCC responded with the need with over 17,000 pounds of canned pork, which went to children and pregnant mothers, providing much needed protein. Pastor DePico became very emotional telling the story to the group and went over to John, who's the person in the green, the blue shirt there, and gave him a big hug, telling the group that John was the person responsible for approving this meat that provided assistance to these mothers and children, and how it had saved so many children's lives there in Cuba. And it included the husband of his administrative assistant, who you see on the left there, and who had received this meat as a toddler, and that meat had helped him survive this crisis. In the Great Lakes region, MCC is inviting churches to learn more about vulnerable people in our own country, sharing with the SWAP program, which is sharing with Appalachian people, hosting church volunteer groups helping with home repairs projects in West Virginia and Kentucky. We've also led learning tours to the southern border to help understand the dynamics and hear stories from immigrants seeking safety in the United States. And in Chicago, programming has included walking with parents whose children have been victims of gun violence, offering solidarity and healing opportunities in dealing with their trauma and grief. The COVID epidemic and refugees pouring in from the Syrian war was more than enough of a challenge for the folks in Lebanon before the August 4 explosion in the port of Beirut devastated their city. MCC and its partners were well placed to respond and have adapted their community, their food distribution system by setting up appointments, using masks and physical distancing to protect the health of the recipients. Food, homes and small businesses are being helped to rebuild, and 15 MCC supported safe space centers are assisting over 1,800 children to participate in trauma healing activities and help them recover their sense of well-being and improve their emotional and social health. Our work in North Korea is through our partner, Christian Friends in North Korea, where we've been shipping canned meat, blankets, relief supplies, and food filters to tuberculosis hospitals and orphanages whose only water supply is unsafe well water and who desperately need the protein for the nourishment of these children. The impact of MCC isn't limited to these shared resources. Our UN office has been critical in maintaining communication bridges between the US government and North Korean diplomats. MCC in Canada has also hosted North Korean agricultural specialists to offer training in conservation agriculture techniques to help improve their food supplies at home. In Colombia, Mennonite and Mennonite Brethren churches have been key voices in working for peaceful resolution to the ongoing conflict, political conflict in that country. MCC has long been partnering with these churches and are now actively responding to Venezuelan refugee crisis, providing housing and feeding programs for people fleeing the unrest from neighboring Venezuela and seeking safety in Colombia. The YAMEN program, which stands for the Young Anabaptist Mennonite Exchange Network, and the SEED program in Colombia provides opportunities for service for young adults to serve outside their countries of origin without the limitations of current U.S. and Canada visa restrictions that have been restricting placements of participants in our country. These young adults have been assisting the churches in bringing healing to their communities. One church was bringing reconciliation by connecting with gang members involved in the drug trade to invite them back into a community of forgiveness and healing after being forced by the violent gangs into activities that destroy the soul. In November 2019, I was privileged to spend a week visiting MCC partners in Honduras, seeing the amazing community work and job training that's being done by the social service arm of the Honduran Mennonite Church. One afternoon, we were able to worship with a wonderfully vibrant Mennonite congregation, Iglesia Vida, and Abundancia in the community of Camelecon and the outskirts of San Pedro Sula. The pastor introduced us to some of the students in the church school across the street, describing how the school had just reopened in 2017 after being closed for 2 years because of gang violence that made it unsafe to operate, as the school and the church were on the street dividing the two gang territories. He described the challenges of trying to help young men escape the gang life, with the consequences often being the results of often resulting in the death of the young men. Finally, after one gang got driven out of the neighborhood, reducing the fighting, a number of church families with connections to the losing side were given only 24 hours to abandon their homes and leave the community as well. The church walked with these people during this crisis. As we joined the group in walking through the neighborhood and enjoying a tasty meal, then we joined the congregation in their evening worship service for a wonderful singing and solid scriptural preaching with an emphasis on peace. I left that community with a strong sense of God's presence and work being done by this congregation in very challenging circumstances. Then just last month, MCC got a video of the congregation and community members on the second floor balcony of this school, the one that we're looking at right now, singing and waiting to be rescued as the neighborhood was swamped twice over 2 weeks by the floodwaters from heavy rains from a hurricane Ida and Hurricane Iota passing over Honduras within a week of each other. Knowing that MCC is supporting this congregation as they assist people in their community and holding trauma workshops for children in this community gives me hope in this difficult time. Across the Pacific Ocean, we've been hearing more about the impact of COVID in communities in Southern Africa. Well-established MCC WASH programs, which WASH stands for Water and Sanitary Hygiene, programs in schools and communities have been key to helping limit the impact of COVID in communities. But it's still to be seen what kind of long-term results will happen there. Initially, it appeared that COVID might not be hitting African countries as hard as what it's been hitting European and North American countries. But there are signs that might be changing. And we know that income inequities between countries mean that poorer countries will be the last to get the vaccine. Climate change and its effect on agriculture is creating considerable concerns in parts of Africa. Extreme and unpredictable weather patterns are destroying crops and causing migration, conflict, and food insecurity across the region. Accessibility to water and grass is becoming major points of conflict. MCC partners have been promoting conservation agricultural techniques across the region, using intercropping for soil moisture retention in the ground, drought-resistant seeds, natural fertilizers, and natural insect repellents to assist farmers in maximizing their crop production. Often the women are the farmers, and the working with women farmers empowers them with new economic and political power and enhances the well-being of the children. As church leaders are involved in modeling new farming techniques, they enhance the social connection between people, building community, and reducing conflict. It's easy to talk about MCC relief and development work, as the outcomes can be very concrete. It's sometimes harder to talk about the peace work that MCC is doing. So here's a quick story about MCC peace work from Zambia, where MCC peace building coordinator Iso Ibambolo started building his peace club organization back in 2006. Initially working with children experiencing abuse at home, the work has expanded into more than 650 peace clubs in 14 African countries. Along with the African Peacebuilding Institute, Ibambolo is training students, adults, prisoners, refugees, prison correction officers, and even police into peace-building skills, conflict resolution, and other abuse prevention that has been influencing institutional change in all facets of society. Peace building in prisons creates safer space for prisoners and guards and peaceful prisons. Peace building allows Muslims and Christians in villages to live together in peace, growing and harvesting food and supplying their own needs. Peace building helps farmers and herders find solutions to problems of competing resources around flock movement without destroying farmers' crops. Several years ago, Ron Beiler, former MCC US executive director, told of attending a harvest festival with some MCC staff in Uganda as the community celebrated a successful harvest that year. They admired the pumpkins, the watermelons, and the bags of beans and maize. And in the bag, they saw a familiar can that was being used as a scoop in one of the bags. When Ron inquired about it, sure enough, it was one of MCC's meat cans. Bishop James, the community development arm of the Church of Uganda, told about how things had changed when 10 years ago, there is fighting between the Lord's resistant army and the government, and there is significant hunger in the community. Old people and children are dying of hunger, with the young men fighting in the bush and stealing food and cattle and having major conflicts over scarce resources. MCC, through the Church of Uganda, partnered to provide canned meat, which Bishop James described as medicine that helped bring the community back to health. His development group then helped the community build several sand dams in the area, which provided a stable year-round water supply available for both gardens and for animals. Farmers were able to plant gardens, which provided enough food for families and for selling in the market. The church promoted savings program, which allowed farmers to save and borrow to invest in livestock and build wealth through their herds. The community was celebrating not only a successful harvest, but now that people had their needs met, that peace had come to their community. I love this example of how MCC works because it ties together the three legs of MCC's work: relief, development, and peace. Canned meat helped this community survive the hungry and troubled times. Sand dams offered water to allow gardens to flourish and animals to drink. And when people had their needs met, peace came to their community. Our scripture text reminds us, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. In spite of COVID, the work continues with amazing partners of MCC. This work offers hope and solidarity to vulnerable people, giving a vision of a new world. Your support of this work is what makes it all possible. Relief, development, and peace in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. I'm going to invite you to sing along with me one of the songs out of the hymnal worship book, which I think is an inspiration to me. Beyond a Dying Sun, it, as we view some of the struggles in our world, this song also gives us a perspective that a new world is in fact coming, and that we can be part of this new world that is where all shall see God, all shall be God's people in justice, love, and peace. So I invite you to sing with me as you're able. Beyond a dying sun, I saw a vision on the sea of golden sails full billowed on the wind, and echoing above the waves, a voice called after me, God's dwelling place is with you to the end. I see a new world coming when everyone is free, and all shall be God's people in justice, love, and peace. For God shall wipe away the tears from every eye. The sting of death shall pierce the heart no more. When grieving turns to laughter, all the pain from us shall fly, and with former ways lie beached upon the shore. I see a new world coming when everyone is free, and all shall be God's people in justice, love, and peace. Though hatred rages on the wind and war defiles the land, I see the golden sail still billowing strong. For through the eyes of faith there shines the vision of the Lamb, and o'er weary earth there rings this song. I see a new world coming where everyone is free, and all shall be God's people in justice, love, and peace. Refrain one more time. I see a new world coming when everyone is free, and all shall be God's people in justice, love, and peace. So thank you for letting me join you.
Thank you, Les. Please join me in prayer. I'm going to be, if you have the blue hymnal, you don't need it, but if you happen to have the blue hymnal handy, it's going to be number 720. And as I pause, then you can share, Lord, hear our prayer. Listening God, you hear our prayers before we speak, yet welcome our praying. Therefore, we come with confidence to lay our requests before you. We pray for Christians everywhere, for our denomination and our congregation, for faithfulness and strength to persevere in righteousness. We pray for the whole people of God. We pray for the nations of the world, for all leaders, and for those who make policy decisions. We pray for the commonwealth of our global community. We pray for those who are overcome by violence, for victims of injustice or oppression, and for those in poverty or pain. We pray for all who need healing and peace. We pray for those who endure trials, for those who are dying, and for those who mourn. We pray for all who need comfort and hope. You've heard the prayers of your people, O God. We rest in the comfort of your care as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now moving toward sending, and the first phrase that popped in my head was, if you feel able to stand, would you please stand? But I won't ask you guys to get off the couch or your chairs or wherever. But this is going to be our sending prayer. Gentle God, you have come near to us and you have shown us your patience, compassion, and love. As we go, O God, give us patience when people are indifferent to your word. Give us compassion for the needs of the world and give us love, which reflects your forgiveness and grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And our last song is another one provided by video from Faith Mennonite from Les. It's a song that's very familiar to our congregation, God of the Bible. I invite you to click on it, enjoy it, and then come back here for fellowship time.